Jetzt Mizbeach Ha'ilo. Jetzt Mizbeach Ha'ilo, wo der Aschen meint Mizbeach, der Pesach Ha'il Moed, wo der Kiva Pesach Ha'il Moed, kommt ab, dass Mizbeach, wo es in der Pesach Ha'il Moed. Und nach der Kiva, so kurz ist hier mit Zucken. Und manchmal der Kiva, not nothing between them. So kurz, how you learn Pshani Stupsa come over here? So, Heichen Ha'il Meisnei, where was the Kiva put? Then Ulam Mona Mizbeach. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Moshe Kimo Kampi Dorim, a little bit towards the south side of the Azara. That's where the key was. So, what's the Pshat of Yosef Lili? Mike is over, what does Yosef Lili hold? Like, how are we entering over here? That the same, there is nothing in between the Pesach HaMoed and the Mizbeach. And then it's Mashmah know that the key was in between the HaMoed, the Pesach HaMoed and the Mizbeach. So, it's a theory. So how are we entering? So we're entering that the key was a little bit on the dome side of the Azara. But so what? My Kisava, what does the Bessig really hold? He Kisava Kula Mizbeach Badaram Koi, if he holds the whole Mizbeach, because on the south side of the Azara, if so, Nukme Nikaisal Heichon, on the dome. And the Yisra should be behind him, Badin, and the Mizbeach, that would be called the Nidam Mizbeach. In other words, we're going to prove now that the Bessig really holds that the whole Mizbeach was on the southern side. That's where the only time to put the kiyo that should not be in between is a little bit moshach towards the downside. Because otherwise, if the mizbeach was kula bedorim, so start to get away, there shouldn't be a stira, just put the kiyo a little bit on the side, kula mizbeach bedorim, not near the kaisa lecha bedorim, behind the benunim mizbeach. The inami res kisav we hold, kedusha tercha vilem chodi, even the time that he holds the Kedusha Teichel and Ulam have one halacha, they were also called Kippanim, Pesach HaMoed, Nukmi Mekaisa Ulam Odarim, but the Kiyo by the Kaisa Ulam and Odarim, but Ulam at the Haimah, but Ulam and Mizbeach. So why that does that have to be Moshe Kima Kapi Darim? In Amir Eus, Kisava Chetzi of the Tzefon, for Chetzi, but then if you tell me it, if you see it at home. And half of the Mizbeach was on the north side, and half of it was on the south side. Mukmin Mikaisel Heichel Rebellion. Let's put it between the Heichel, Mukmin Mikaisel Heichel Rebellion, then Ulam and the Mizbeach. Or as we now make a Sabbath, which is Ulam and the Heichel Chadi, Mukmin Mikaisel Ulam and the Rebellion. Down at the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So how come he says that after the key has to be? Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach Moshe Kima Kapi Hadon. Our love, it must be Mishem Miksava Kula Mizbeach B'Tzofen. The whole Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side of the Azara. And therefore, Kinami Mukmus Law Mikosel Hechlu Tzofen. If you put the Kiyo between the Kosel and the Tzofen, Heavenly Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. There's no way you can put the Kiyo on the Tzofen side where that would always be considered Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. So therefore, the only way to put it is Kalpe Dorim. That's the rabbi that basically holds the whole Mizbeach was on the southern side of the Azara. And therefore, the only way that the Kiyo should not be in between the Mizbeach and the Pesach HaMoed is it would be a little bit Moshach Kalpe Dorim. Rashi says, Elad Mishum Dikseva Kuli Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi Ujuei Mishal Mizbeach Kolo Lefnei HaPesach. That ends before the Pesach. So if it couldn't be at all near the Mizbeach, because any part of it would be by the Pesach, so if it has to be only on the dome side of the Mizbeach. Now the more is the question still. The Nukma, let's put the Kiyo, Mikosa Ulam Utsafen, on the side of the Ulam, the wall of the Ulam, that corner, the north corner there. Kibana Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. And that would be considered also between the Ulam Ulam Mizbeach and the corner of the second side. So the Mikoyim both took him. So Mora says, no, I'm a clear, the Pesach says, Tzofayna. Meaning she itself and ponim the kelim. That the whole north side of the Azara has to be clean from kelim. We could have no kelim on the southern side. Therefore, the kiyo, which is called the keli, cannot be on the southern side. Otherwise, says, man tana the pelagos of Yosef Lili. Who is the tana of Agazin, Yosef Lili, that does not hold that the whole Mizbeach So on the second side, it's Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, he, the time we learn, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Eina, Tzefeina, she had Tzefen, Pono, Miklum, Tafino, Mena, Mizbeach. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the whole north side has to be clean, and even from the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach cannot be on the second side. So that's the proof that he yagged and embraced the Lili, and he knows that the Mizbeach cannot be on the Tzefen, north side of Yazar. Nevermore says, Om Rav, Mizbeach Shenifkan, the Mizbeach that became pogrom, this part of the Mizbeach broke off, there's something missing of the Mizbeach, Tzalacharis, Kol HaKodeshim Shenishkutu Shem Sulem, all the Kodeshim that they make a Shchit in the Azara, is possible, and Mikrub Yedonu, there's a Rai from a Pasuk like that, Vishachdu, but I forgot where the Pasuk was. Kisalak Rav Kana, and Kana came up, asked the Chavar of Shimon Rebbe, he met with Shimon the Rebbe, to come and he was saying over Mishum Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yossi. He said over like this, that Mina Yerim is Be'ach Shemifkan, Shekol HaKodeshim Shenishkut Hashem, Tzulim, how do we know this? Alok HaTaka, that Yerim is Be'ach Shemifkan, that Shekol HaKodeshim Shenishkut Hashem, is Taka Tzulim, how do we know this? So my answer is, Shimon, the person says, is a Vach to Olov, if Olosecha V'yosh Lamecha, you should check on top of it, as Olosecha V'yosh Lamecha. So the question is, do you shecht on top of the Mizbeach itself? So that's the Pshat the Pesach, with the Vachta Olof. And the Pshat is, Kishu Sholem Le Kishu Chesem. When could you make a Shechita? Only the Shechita the Mizbeach is Sholem. If you have the whole Mizbeach, meaning Sholem Nifkam. But if you have a Pagam with the Mizbeach, it's not Sholem, it's Chesem, then it's not ready to make a Shechita, the Korban is possible. Sumer says, Omri, send back, Hainu Kroh, this is the Pesach, Tishtomet Lei, the Rav, that Rav was missing, this is actually the Pesach. So therefore that's what I said, Mizbeach Shenifkam, Kol HaKodesh Shishkul Shalat Psulim. V'Rabbi Yochanan says a big Chiddush, that Echod Zev, Echod Zev Psulim, Shna Bolter Amat Psulim, Echod Zev, Echod Zev Psulim. What does it mean, Echod Zev? Means as long as it was Chiddush, as long as you had a Korban, Bishas the Mizbeach was pogrom, even the lady who fixed the Mizbeach, still he cannot make a Shechita. In other words, it was Nira v'nitcha. This Korban was Nitcha, there was a time when it was not fit to be brought, so that's absurd, he cannot bring this Korban anymore. So Moses says, V'maitli, Gosem Achleikis, Rav Sever, Rav holds, Balachayim enem nidochim, that no, calls them on the animals alive, it's not nidach. So therefore, even though there was this man, when the Mizbeach was pogrom, it was not fit for Shechita, but since the animal is still alive, and later it fixed the Mizbeach, so it becomes fit, he allowed to use his korban, he could bring it. For Rabbi Yochanan said, no, by the Chayim Nidochim, that even though the animal was alive, but since there was a time when it was not fit to be brought, at the time when the Mizbeach was Nifkam, it was not fit to be brought, therefore that's absurd, it remains Nidcha, it's not, it's possible to be brought for korban. Nesvay Avakasha, it says Kol HaKodeshim, show you Achla Nivna Mizbeach, all the Kodeshim were around before they build the Mizbeach. Shirashi's Mash says Mash Makodim Shlai Bnei Bnei Gol before they build the Beis Hamikdash. V'Yachakach Nivna, and then they got around to build the Beis Hamikdash. Hakam Nivna Mizbeach, that says Psulim, says the Mizbeach, that those Kabbalas are Psulim. So who would survive to Rabbi Yechanan, that even though he's an animal of Balachayim, but since the mice is not fit to be brought before they built the Beis Hamikdash, it's Psulim. So Morris says, here's different Nivna, like the Mizbeach wasn't in the build yet, it said the Chuyim Mekorim in them. These are like Dechu Mekora. So here you have no proof, like she says, Keshugdushu, Leninu, it wasn't fit to be brought. Shvalinu Dichu Mekora, Heve Dichui. This much you have a raya. That dicho mikora, even though the animal is alive, but nechatchilu when you amakdish it, it wasn't fit to be used, it was nitcha, that's a dicho. So that's also machlokes, this much you should have a raya too. So Moses rather gives a shib like this. Actually, never samiz beach. And the actual nurse means up until it was destroyed. In other words, by the chud, or by the mikdish rishon. So that's Shemir, that's HaMizbeach. So the Shari was that the Kabbalah she had then, and even later when they build the second bayis, it's possible. So Mar says, do you wait till then, or ask him, it's too long, it'll be possible anyway, it's too long.
Like it's too old, the Korban will be too old already, to wait all the 70 years. Or ask him. So Mar says, El or rather, what the Bryce is meant to say is, El Achel or Nifkan on Mizbech, all the Kabbalahs he had, before the Mizbech became pogrom, became broken, the Yachakach Nifkan on Mizbech, and then Mizbech became pogrom, Psulim, they become postals, of course, the right to Rabbi Yechanan. What I mean to say, even though you fixed up the Mizbech later, but still there's a Svar from Nitche, that since Lamaisa there was a time that Mizbech was not fit to be used, so at that time the Kabbalahs became postal. So who is the right to Rabbi Yechanan? The Kashan Rav? So my answer is no. My says, well, the Terutza Koma Teratzta, didn't you in any way want to change around this Braisa? Same, I said like this, She'a Nishchato, means that we made a Shchit already. So Nechnami, now the Maisa after the Shchit, and now the Mizbech became Pogrom, so it's Nitche, but it's a Maisa after the Shchit. So then everybody holds that there's such a Svara from Dichoy, that even though they fixed up the Mizbech again that day, but since it was already Nitche, the Korban will be possible. I've Omer of Gid Loma Rav, Mizbeach Shenekar, Maktir and Ketorosim Kaimai, a Mizbeach that was Nekar was uprooted from its place, so still you can make, bring Ketoros in its place. Rashi said Mizbeach Shenekar means the Mizbeach Pnimik, you're talking about the inside Mizbeach. The Kosako Daituch, who are Din Lechitzin, half a minute, the same thing will be by the Zerachitzin. So Chorot Kasha to Rav then, Ad Rav, he said before, Kolakotshim Shenishkot Shem Sulim, he holds that the Mizbech is pogrom, the Kabbalah's apostle. And here it's Mashmi, no, even though you uproot the Mizbech, still you can bring the Ketoros on its Mokom. Mashmi, you do not need the Mizbech there. Even without the Mizbech, you can be marked here. And Kodiyam's Mohit says, Kodiyam Rebbe, the Rebbe says, Mohit the Holy Rabbi Yehuda, the Demon, that if Yehuda agreed by Demon, she says, the Bina Mizbech. That for the daf is rikas to dam, there he agrees you have to have the mizbeach. So achinami maybe rab b'demim. That even the rab says it's by the sword of the ketoros, and suddenly by the mizbeach hapnim for the ketoros. But the case we need is rikas to dam. Here he agrees it's only if it's a kosher mizbeach. If we don't have a mizbeach, avad will be possible. For the rikas to damim, that you have to have a mizbeach. My Reb Yehuda, where is Reb Yehuda? The time we learned. Pesach says, "By Yom Ru Kiddush Hamelech Teich Chotzer." That day, the Melech made a kedusha in the Chotzer. Ki Mizbeach Shosh Moshe Kotem Heichel. They were too small, so Dvorim Chichsavim Div Reb Yehuda. It's the way it's written. That's the way Reb Yehuda says. Dvorim Chichsavim. She says, "Means she kiddush Eser Ritzpa Tula." They mekadosh the whole floor. L'shem Mizbeach La'akter Aleh. If you show you Mizbeach Kotem Heichel, Mizbeach was too small. So they did was they made a kedusha on the floor, so any place in the Yazor was kosher, like Yavim Mizbeach. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, for the Ketoros at least, any place of kosher. Oh, well, Rabbi Yehuda said back, Ah, the Loik Fanema, doesn't the Pesach say,